You're listening to SBS News.
A traditional welcome for a new partnership. Nanaia Mahuta took over New Zealand's foreign ministry portfolio just last November and is the first Māori woman to hold the position. She may be new to the job, but she's already made it clear she won't shy away from tough issues. Behind closed doors at today's diplomatic meeting, she and Maurice Payne discuss perhaps the most contentious of them all, Australia's 501 deportation program. Amendments in 2014 to Australia's visa laws means anyone who has received a prison sentence of 12 months will be deported. Even Kiwis who have lived in Australia since they were babies but have not obtained citizenship. In 2020 alone, Australia's border force removed 346 New Zealanders, like 72-year-old Larice Rainey. The public servant had lived in Australia for 55 years and called Perth home. But after spending just over a year in prison over a drug offence, she was deported and can never return. This is how she describes life in New Zealand since she arrived 18 months ago.
Existence. I have one friend. I don't know my way around. I've got no transport. I can't walk too far. I've got chronic illness, blah, blah, blah. It's just an existence. I think we're just all sort of still in shock because exile is just a totally diabolical situation to be in.
The New Zealand government has continuously opposed Australia's tough policy, one it's dubbed deplorable in the past. Today, Minister Mahuta reiterated that position.
We do believe that people who, for the most part, spend their lives in another country and relate to that country are by and large self-identifying as to where they belong. But these are matters that have been raised, they'll continue to be raised, and we continue to have discussions about how we might address that.
New Zealand's High Commissioner to Australia, Dame Annette King, echoes Minister Mahuta's sentiments.
Australia's a sovereign government, and it is the power of persuasion we're using. We don't have any ways or any other ways, and it's raised at every meeting. It was raised again today. If there is a rub, it is on this issue, and we do raise it and we do bring it to the attention of ministers in the government. And so we'll continue to do that.
There were questions too over alleged IS terrorist and former dual Australian New Zealand citizen Suheira Aden, who was awaiting deportation in Turkey. Australia stripped her of her citizenship in February, leaving her fate and that of her two children now in New Zealand's hands.
We both now acknowledge that the case has a number of complexities and that we will work through those issues in the spirit of this important and deep bilateral relationship, closest of bilateral relationships, particularly in relation to matters concerning children. And that is something which we have undertaken to discuss from our consultations today.
Australia currently has no plans to change its deportation law, so it's likely these deep bilateral relationships will be stretched even further. Ilias Bakala, SBS News.